And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubly. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly. And we're going to get you started now with some local news. Zachariah Hunter Jobson appeared in Huron County District Court today to face charges stemming from a July 22nd traffic stop. Judge Julianne Ferris arraigned Johnson on two misdemeanors, operating while intoxicated, second offense, and violation of a restricted license. Prosecutors allege Bad Axe police stopped Johnson for speeding, recording a preliminary breath test of 0.16 BAC. The court set bond at $5,000, 10%. Conditions of release include a total ban on alcohol and controlled substances, a prohibition on entering substance establishments that serve alcohol, and mandatory random drug and alcohol testing. Defense counsel Tammy Salins noted Johnson is employed. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf, and the court set a plea cutoff hearing for September 3rd at 10 a.m. And in Huron County District Court, Richard Allen Wallin is moving to Circuit Court following a hearing before Judge Julianne Ferris. A forensic report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry confirmed Wallin is competent to stand trial. Represented by attorney Tammy Salins, Wallin waived his right to a preliminary examination on a first-degree criminal sexual conduct charge involving a victim under 13 years of age. Prosecutors offered a deal allowing a no-contest plea without habitual offender status or further sentencing enhancements, and they would have to pay full restitution if any is owed. Judge Ferris ordered bond to continue and scheduled the circuit court arraignment for August 24th at 9 a.m. And we'll be right back with your obituaries after this message from AVS Broadband.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been your technology partner. Since 1996 and leading into today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the Thumb stay connected. Because they're local, AVS Broadband understands the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers encounter. That's why AVS Broadband is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, cyber secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS Tech Team is ready to assist your home or business with friendly, competent local support. Whether it's internet, devices, or networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7 and a commitment to quality service, AVS Broadband is here for you. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we are back, and we have no obituaries at this time, so I'm going to go ahead and start international. A contentious debate is unfolding on Capitol Hill over a proposed civil nuclear power transfer agreement between the United States and Saudi Arabia. Critics on both sides of the aisle are warning that sharing advanced nuclear technology could inadvertently spark a dangerous non-proliferation crisis in an already volatile region. Supporters of the deal maintain that stringent safeguards and international atomic energy oversight will prevent any military diversion, framing the initiative as a cornerstone for long-term energy cooperation and diplomatic stabilization. Committee hearings on the proposed treaty are scheduled to resume later this week. U.S. stock markets turned into a mixed performance as well today, with the NASDAQ dropping as rising crude oil prices and cautious tech sector sentiment weighed on major indexes. Investors are taking a breather following weeks of artificial intelligence-driven rallies, keeping close watch on upcoming earnings reports from major tech firms to gauge corporate health. At the same time, ongoing disruptions along international maritime energy routes have nudged crude prices upwards, sparking fresh concerns over persistent inflation. Financial analysts note that while core economic indicators remain steady, market volatility is likely to persist until upcoming inflation and labor reports hit the wires. And we'll be right back with your international news after this message from Valley Collision.
So, Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Ubley?
Because, Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Ubley.
Or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Ubley, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we are back with your international news. Economic data out of London shows United Kingdom inflation fell to a 15-month low of 2.6% in June, driven down largely by falling retail fuel costs. The figures offer brief relief for consumers, though. Bank of England officials caution that rising global shipping and energy prices could rekindle inflationary pressures in the coming months. Financial markets reacted with cautious optimism, with traders adjusting expectations for upcoming central bank interest rate decisions. Meanwhile, business groups are urging the government to maintain structural investments to protect domestic supply networks from ongoing global disruptions. And in a surprise move that defied broad market expectations, Bank Indonesia opted to hold its benchmark interest rate steady today. Central bank governors stated they are taking time to evaluate the cumulative effects of past monetary tightening before making further rate adjustments. The decision comes amidst heightened volatility in Southeast Asian currencies as regional central banks balance growth objectives against fluctuations in global AI-driven trade investments. Economic analysts note that holding rates stable provides brief breathing room for domestic lenders, though international currency movements will dictate future moves. And we'll be right back after this message.
Mark your calendars for August 8th through August 15th, because you need to come join the fun that only happens once a year at the 158th Annual Huron Community Fair in Bad Axe. Come enjoy good old-fashioned fun for the whole family with a full-featured country western concert, redneck truck races sponsored by the Co-op Elevator, motocross racing, bump and run derby, the TTPA tractor pull, and the 4-H talent show. Keep an eye out for the flyers for a full list of events or go to HuronCommunityFair.com.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.